South Philly's Ibrahim Bakri is a matchmaking pro. During his senior year at the Academy at Palumbo, he learned that mating is simple. Get a bunch of girls together with a few guys in a small space, and the results are libidinously wild.
So we just put them in vials, a whole bunch of females, a couple males, and just left them overnight. And by the time we came back, there were eggs all over the place.
We're talking, of course, not of hormonal teenagers, but instead of fruit flies. Bakri's AP biology class is the first to take part in Fox Chase Cancer Center's Fruit Fly Footlocker program. Fox Chase provides a footlocker of top-notch gear to a high school science classroom, and students perform completely novel research that aims to determine how household food items affect fruit fly cell proliferation.
Things like Cool Ranch Doritos and Monster and Cheese Puffs and what was the last one?
It
was Diet Pepsi. And we saw, like, if we introduced those things, how they could stop or alter the development of fruit flies.
Bakri peers through a microscope that's attached to a 20-inch monitor that allows the rest of the class to see what he sees. The fruit fly eggs resemble small, reddish-brown periods. Some of the newly spawned flies crawl around on a purplish, jello-y goo called agar, that in this case has been infused with traces of an energy drink.
My group had the Monster. It caused the population to grow exponentially.
The theory is that conducting these experiments on flies could help scientists better understand how diet can slow or speed cancer cell growth in humans.
So cancer cells are normal cells that just keep growing and growing uncontrollably and form tumors.
Chris Eichel is Palumbo's AP bio teacher.
What they're trying to do is they're trying to find some type of nutrient that prevents the cell from going through its normal cycle and kind of shuts off. So if we can find that, then the potential is you can actually stop cancer cells from growing.
Eichel helped develop the Footlocker program after taking a course at Fox Chase and then successfully petitioning the Philadelphia Ed Fund to finance the project via a $1,000 microgrant from Dow. To him, the really cool thing about this program is that it's not just play science. The kids' findings will actually go back to Fox Chase, where they'll be checked and compiled along with the center's larger body of research.
When you ask high school students, what do you want to be when you grow up? They mostly say, oh, I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a nurse. Nobody ever says they want to be a researcher working in a lab. But it's the researchers who are doing all the important things.
It's warm. It's
full of fruit flies. So what am I seeing?
So we have incubators in the...
Whoa.
Has its own special aroma.
At Fox Chase, Dr. Alana O'Reilly opens the door to a fruit fly incubator, a refrigerator-looking chest that keeps the flies at ideal mating and egg-laying temperature. Special is one way to describe the smell of incubating flies.
It's a mixture of molasses, yeast, paint thinner, and it makes that very engaging.
Pungent.
Feels like home kind of smell.
For you.
Yes, for you, yeah.
In addition to running her own fruit fly research lab, O'Reilly oversees Fox Chase's teaching lab, which hatched the Footlocker program. It's all part, she says, of finding the next generation of scientists who will help advance the fight against cancer.
And what we've learned is that especially students from underprivileged areas tend not to go into science because it's so much work and so hard and there's really no support.
O'Reilly and her team have been very impressed with what's happened at Palumbo. Dara Ruiz Whalen, the lead instructor at the teaching lab, couldn't believe the response she received at the school's career day.
You're hoping one kid is going to get excited. And during career day, we had students that are like, is this really what you do? You get to do this? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, I want to do this. I want to figure this out. I want to cure cancer. And it's a big statement for a 16-year-old to make, but that's, hey, you know what? If you can get a 16-year-old to say, I'm going to cure cancer. Okay, great. Let's see what we can do to help you get there.
Back at Palumbo, students scrambled to put together their end-of-year PowerPoint presentations of their research.
If you go to the data chart, it actually shows that in every case that there were more abnormal flies.
Like in all Philly public schools this year, students there have felt the effect of budget cuts that have slashed school resources to bare-bones levels. This program is but one example of how private philanthropy has attempted to band-aid over the district's larger fiscal constraints. Ibrahim Bakri is just grateful to have had the opportunity.
I think that, you know, we're trying to succeed in spite of what's happening around us, and I think we will, because we've been exposed to things that are a little bit bigger than ourselves and exposed to things that we never would have thought of.
For The Pulse, I'm Kevin McCory.